producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day program with Ellen Horn.
I'm sorry, what?
Simon McFadden.
No, my name is Felix.
Sure it is. So I'm going to get culture tonight.
How so?
See, La Boheme. How do you pronounce that?
Boheme, I think, right?
It's an opera, right?
I thought it was La Bamba.
La Bamba. I like to see La Bamba. La 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 ba. There was, wasn't there sort of a rock opera based on his life? Richie Valens, no?
I don't know about a rock opera.
No?
La Boheme.
Then tell me I'm wrong.
Why are you going to go see that?
I know. Why totally are you going to get like those sissy glasses and stare up and go, ooh, look, Mildred.
Such a fabulous show.
Oh, I do declare.
The email.
I haven't seen such a delightful show in
years. Are you going to wear, like, tails? Don't you have to dress up?
The email that I received goes through the events of the day. And, oh, I forgot. I have two tickets to La Boheme Opera tonight at 7:30. And then she writes, interested, with a question mark.
You should write back, I'm sorry.
No, listen to this. Here, after that, just an addendum to her itinerary. Tell her the show starts at 7:30, you'll be asleep by 7:45. Please let me know what time I need to wake up.
No. Then she says, interested, with a question mark. Before I get a chance to answer, she says, no problem, I'll call one of the girls. So I sent her back an email. I said, do I have a chance to answer this?
Yeah. I'm doing a radio show over here.
I don't think she wants you to go.
Are you going?
No, I'll go. Yeah, I think I need some culture.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you'd be interested. I think one of
you
our friends
gonna
would be interested.
You are going to be so bored. You're going to drool. Doug is going to be embarrassing Meredith. Hold on. Come in, please, Meredith, if you're listening.
Leave him home.
Paging Meredith. Paging Meredith.
Doug
is going to snore.
No, I don't snore.
During the opera.
I got news.
It will be embarrassing. It'll be like this.
Right. Every now and then, you get to take a pass so that she can go out with your friends. Tonight's the night. Do it. You come out looking like the good guy, and you don't have to sleep through that snooze fest.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, Meredith. I'm sure it's great and all, but I just don't see
Doug. Doesn't strike me as the opera type. What's happening?
Well, she's very much interested in that sort of stuff.
Well, I know. She's so down to earth.
She's a well-rounded person.
Yeah, no, she's very well-rounded. Right. And she has a great respect for that kind of stuff.
You are not, so you should stay home.
That's good to know, Rich. Happy to have your support on this.
Hey, I'm just telling you from experience. My wife all the time wants to go see these Latin concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you know, the girls are all gone. I'm like, ah, that's great. You guys go have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go watch football and drink beer.
Really?
That's where I'd be. Mm-hmm. I'm a culture chick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I need a little culture, don't you?
Well, yeah, definitely. I just
like
don't
Christmas.
Know
I need a little culture.
You need
right
a little
this
coos.
Very minute. I need a little culture now.
Do you guys give each other, like, time? Do you give her nights out to go without with her friends? You need to do this.
I would never. Are you kidding? You think I have a say? She says, I'm going with the girls tonight. That's not how our relationship works.
No, and that's
she
great.
Goes and does her thing, and
that's what
I do my thing, and that's it.
Dude, here's your opportunity. Give her this night. She will appreciate
no,
it.
No, you know what? I think I should go because I've never been.
All right, fine.
Never been. It's a good. It'll be something good to talk about. And then if I don't like it, I'll never go again. That's all. But to try it, you know, I'm.
Here's what the test of whether you should go. How much did she pay for these tickets?
I don't have the slightest idea. I can't imagine they're cheap.
Right, exactly.
Hmm.
So wasting $300 for you to sleep during Labo.
But wait a minute. Just as you're forgetting the value of my company.
Right, while you're sleeping.
I got a Groupon for that.
She can get the value of your company at Fridays
really?
For $25.
Over that peach sangria you like so much.
I feel I'm getting abused.
I know, you really are.
Yeah. But this is so much fun. I can do this all day. Yeah.
Oh, very nice, Richie. Thank you. All right, let's see. Where are we here? Probably ought to get into a couple of issues. Women in combat. We seem close to allowing women to go into combat. The Defense Secretary, Mr. Ashton Carter, says limiting the search for qualified military candidates to just half the population is crazy. So let's find people who are of both sexes who can kick everybody's butt. I'm sure there are plenty of women around who can do that. A woman came to the farm yesterday who is competing in some contest, and she wanted some tires to roll around to do her exercises or whatever she's doing.
No, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
No.
Is it?
It's tractor and truck tires, and you don't roll them. You pick them up end over end.
Really?
And you have to go like 100 yards and just roll them over.
Right. All right. It's 13 past the hour.
I prefer Zumba.
Yeah. Really?
No kidding.
I like the exercise routine that I'm in. It's a good one. It's very good. It's very professional. And it seems to be doing its job, if I do say so myself.
Hot yoga?
No, I'm not doing that. 13 past the hour. Although that's very good. Yoga is very good to strengthen yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
very
is.
Good. 13 after on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of D'Addario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
It's probably not one. To take him, she didn't probably want to participate in this conversation. Quarter past 14, actually 15, almost 16 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden with the fabulous Meredith. Is she there? Does she? I can imagine.
She hasn't hung up
climbing
yet.
Up.
Just a peep.
She hasn't hung up yet. Are you there?
She hung up.
So Meredith said, "Hey,
See, she doesn't want to be on the radio. I know she doesn't want to be.
Well, you know what's cute? Right, she dropped a good bomb on us, which is better than anything that I could have imagined. There's actually a pre-La Boheme lecture that you're going to get to participate in, Dougie.
A pre
There's
going to
be a pre, yeah, like the lecture. Warm-up is a lecture.
They're going to be debating the story.
Yeah. If you can imagine that the opera is so good that there's actually the warm-up
what
act
is
a lecture. Sign me up.
You're in.
Oh, man, you're crazy. You've got an out, and you're not going to take it.
No, I love being with Meredith, and she loves being with me. So what?
That's nice, but you know what? If Meredith was going to jump off a cliff, would you
jump off
a cliff
with her? Clearly, she loves being with you. She just hung up on you. I actually don't even know if you're in a relationship. You may just be stuck.
She doesn't like being on the radio, and I understand
sure.
that. Yeah. She doesn't. As she points out many times, I'm the radio star.
Is that why she said, how did you get this number before she hung up?
Where she didn't recognize the number, but she knew it was me. And then she heard Richie and Jennifer. So during the break, we were talking about what was in store tonight what is the story, by the way, of La Boheme? You know what it is? I've heard
all
it for
I know
years.
That something is stylized, and it's going to be taking place in the 1960s in Paris instead.
Really? All right. Okay.
Hold on. The world.
She said that?
Yeah, don't you listen? Such a man.
Thank you. No, I wasn't listening to that part of it. All right, that's enough. We got to keep moving here. American Indian artifacts may have been taken by actors who were in the Maze Runner in New Mexico. The folks at 20th Century Fox say they're investigating. Have you heard the story about these very valuable Indian artifacts? The Maze Runner was being filmed on a set in New Mexico, and a bunch of stuff got stolen. You got to think that actors, maybe it wasn't the actor, maybe it was the crew, but they would know what the, you know, there's going to be some ramification of this. There's nobody around. This is in the middle of the desert in New Mexico. So who's going to be accused other than the people that are working on the movie, right? I don't get that.
I know.
All right.
And why do people think they can just take things? Actor, not? I mean, come on.
Yeah. The controversy about milk, the dairy industry and farming is a normal thread for this program. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, very close to all of the things that people ought to be paying attention to keep their bodies healthy, and that includes what you ingest. And whole milk is good for you, despite what the government says. What is this floating around now, Jennifer? There's some issue, according to the government, with whole milk. Of course, there is. It's good for you, and the government doesn't want to have anything that's good for you.
That's right. Well, the Washington Post, I just noticed today, and that's why I pointed it out to you, has a piece in there about how the government for years has been trying to keep whole milk away from people. They've been trying to push you towards homogenized milk, pasteurized milk, and now there's been such a backlash for people for health reasons wanting whole milk that they're trying to come up with a whole new set of restrictions to keep people from actually getting a hold of the product that they want.
Really? Why does there have to be so much interference? Why do people think that people can't think for themselves?
And if people think it's good for them, why? Why do they steer them away? I mean, for decades, the government has been steering people away from milk.
Because this is what the kids who are doing the regulations learn in these in the schools. The public health schools teach them this stuff. And the reality is completely different. It's kind of like what you're finding now more and more in some of the major universities when these big corporations buy a chair. It's called an endowment. But what it really is buying a professor who believes in the message of the company that's sponsoring the chair.
Right.
So that's what they'll teach in class. And that's this kind of junk that's being taught about milk and so many other things that are of value. It's criminal.
I mean, this article talks about how the government has warned people in their dietary guidelines about full-fat dairy foods. They always talk about having lots of low-fat dairy. Mm-hmm. And now scientists who have tallied people's health and diet records have, over a 10-year period, found, to the contrary, people who consumed more milk fat had a lower incidence of heart disease.
Right. Milk fat's good for you. You need fat in your system. Not the bad fats, not saturated fats, but fats that come from dairy. And I don't eat meat, but a lot of the proteins and good fats come out of good meat. Wait till that all dries up and you start getting meat from Brazil because of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that you ought to be against. 21 after the hour.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say-Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Music time here on Good Day. Let's go backwards from the songs that were popular starting in 2002, and we'll go down to maybe 1994, Richie, depending on how much time we have to put these various people in the spotlight. This is Avril Lavigne. That song's called Complicated, number one during this week in 2002. What do you like about this song, Jen Jen?
You know what? It was a great pop hit. She was kind of punky but poppy at the same time, so she was punky but mainstream. She definitely had edge. Yeah. She was fun.
Tells a good story.
Yeah.
She's fun. You think she's fun? How many big hits has she had?
Probably four, five.
Yeah.
So is that enough to do a concert?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. She would tour, for sure. She'd probably, if she were around right now, she'd probably start coming back, opening for somebody where you get to really highlight your hits and introduce just a few new songs.
Or she plays a smaller venue. You know, 1,000, 2,000 seat theater.
Yeah, okay. All right, next up from 2001 during this week, Mary J. Blige.
Party with me.
Family affair. You like this one too, JJ?
Love this song.
Why?
It has a great beat. I don't know. It's a great song.
But, great song, great beat.
Full soul. Never hurt anybody.
Nope. Okay, this song I like from this week in 2000. This is Three Doors Down with Kryptonite.
Another good one.
Mommy Superman. You're going to give me my Kryptonite. Number one during this week in 1999 belonged to Enrique Iglesias. He was in jail and he needed Balamos.
I see what you did there.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Some people think it might mean dance, but no.
Nah. Get me out of jail card. Balamos.
I need bail.
Bail.
Balamos.
I love bail. Amos. Amos means I love bail, Richie. That's what it means. This is good. This is, of the ones we played so far, this is one I like the best. There's something about him and his father that was very attractive in terms of their music.
Very large mole.
All right, yeah. Next.
He had it removed, right?
Were you a big mole, did he?
Yeah, I know he had a big mole removed.
He had a guacamole.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the hit parade here from 1998, this week, number one, Edwin McCain.
I can play this game with you.
Number one during this week in 1997 belonged to the Backstreet Boys. Good pop song.
Good one.
Yeah, I still like Bolemos the best of all we've played so far, but this is my number two. Quit playing games with my heart. Mm-hmm. All right, we got time for one more, Richie. This is from this week in 1996. Quad City DJs, come on, and ride the train. I don't know this one, Jen Jen.
Big dance hit.
Rely on you.
Kind of annoying.
Really? All right. So you want to do one more? Janet Jackson was number one this week, 1995, with Runaway. Squeeze this one in, Richie.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good, good, good. All right, we're working on 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead Non Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
About time we get back to the home run edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, heading around third into home plate. Jennifer Horn's along for the run.
Hello.
Rich McFadden is along for the run. There is a study that has been conducted on the types of people that do mass shootings, like the situation in Oregon this past week, and we've seen it repeated way too often, as you know, around our country. Experts are coming to understand that these shootings are less an isolated expression of rage and more an act that was built on what was done before. So what they're saying, if I understand it correctly, is that these rampages are a result people put in their mind, what has happened before will work for me. So this is an indictment of the news media, an indictment of the system, an indictment of having guns. There are all kinds of indictments that can come out of this. But if you look at the research that's been done on some of these mass attacks, most of the time the people who have done them have expressed in some way, shape, or form admiration for the people that did it just before they did. And all of the news coverage that came as a result of it.
They want to be a star.
They do, right?
This guy, the shooter in Oregon, liked that Vester Lee Flanagan, the guy that shot the news people on TV.
Yet he walked into a school.
Right.
Instead of a TV station.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are the places that are vulnerable? under the circumstances.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you have these gun-free zones, and I'm not necessarily making the argument that schools should be armed. I mean, gosh, you would expect to be safe in a school, but, you know, you walk into these places and you know you're going to have a better chance to make a maximum impact because no one has the weapons to fight back.
There are a lot of examples of these things happening in our country this year, last year, the year before. The Lafayette, Louisiana shoot-up in July, the shoot-up in Charleston, South Carolina, the one in the school last year, was last year in Connecticut, right? And the people who are supposed to be our leaders don't do anything about it. President Obama has expressed his outrage, not that a lot of people are paying attention to that, but there is a message here, and one of the messages is not to create more gun legislation, but to enforce the gun legislation that's on the books now. Why do we always have to have a bill tightening background checks or this other stuff? Obviously, what we have on the books now is not working because people are getting these guns. Now, is there, as part of the law, a requirement for someone to prove his or her mental stability? And is that what comes as the next bill to tighten this stuff up? And is it warranted? The mental capacity of all of these people who have taken this route has been in question after the fact. You look at all these cases, look at the evidence. This is not speculation. This is absolute evidence of these people being disturbed, and yet they can still get a gun. So that's the flaw in the system, in my estimation. That's what has to be fixed, and nothing else, because there are plenty of laws on the books. Nobody really is dealing with mental health and those issues and why it is that people who are basically clinically crazy can get a hold of a gun. It makes no sense
really
in a civilized
society. I've been looking at I've been studying this this guy a little bit. Because, you know, the curiosity is not in what he did. I don't really want to know the details. I don't want to glorify him in
that
respect.
Well, are we being irresponsible by even calling, having this conversation?
I'm really intrigued in figuring out his motivations and looking into his life. And, you know, people have been really quick. The media has shown his dad and his sister, who actually live nearby me in Southern California. He lived in Oregon. He was obviously isolated from them. They don't seem to know too much about him. The dad kind of gave the typical response. It was the guns, blah, blah, blah. His mom is the interesting one. He lived with his mother. No one's really talked to his mom.
Yeah.
Well, they both had Asperger's.
Mm, she's antisocial.
And so there's lots of text online from her posting in Asperger's and those type of related diseases though in online forms. And she would brag about all the weapons that she had.
Yeah,
she should be in jail.
Well, there's a whole thing. Excuse me, I think the Republicans make themselves look bad. The Democrats do for different reasons in this thing because they sound the same old horn that comes from the NRA and the other gun groups.
Well, they all politicize it, no matter what side they take. Nobody really wants to fix anything. They just want to use it for their advantage.
Right.
This is why you should vote for me.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So let me throw this into this.
I hope that's not true.
But it is, though. Look at this. Absolutely. Listen, it is. Common ground. What's the common ground?
None of them want to fix anything. They just want to use it to help promote whatever
themselves.
They want you to.
What did you start to say, Richie?
So, you picture this. Here in McLean, Virginia, just a few miles away from here, we've got a school. It's the Franklin Sherman Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And opening gun up just behind it, gun shop.
Mm.
They back up to each other, the gun shop and the school, the elementary school. So a lot of the parents, 2,000 people, have signed a petition to try and make the gun shop move.
Yeah.
And they've been in the area for years, for 6 or 7 years, and they just moved to this location, and they say, we're not moving. So let me ask you this. If somebody were to walk into your kid's school, do you think it would be because that gun shop was there?
No.
Or do you think that somebody who was about to walk into a school, guns a-blazing, might think twice, knowing there's 300 to 400 guns and a couple of guys behind the
That's
counter?
That's an interesting argument, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting argument.
That was my first thought is I would think that one of those guys in that, or all of those guys in that gun store, would walk into that school with just as many guns, if not more guns, than the perpetrator has inside the school.
Would they have gotten in trouble?
What kind of a civilization? That's not the damn OK Corral, for God's sakes. Shoot them up. Everybody gets guns and shoots everybody. It's nuts. We're nuts. Too many people, too many laws, too much government, too many frustrations. Let people live their own lives. That's really part of this is really the over heating of the system that these guys are all telling you they're working about. We don't need a Congress that's in session as much as these people are and looking into every corner to come up with more new laws to codify this and codify that. And we got to have a law for this and a rule for that and a regulation for this. We don't need it. Unless we're all stupid.
Yeah, but there's...
We can't figure out for ourselves how to live our lives.
There's so much hypocrisy. Okay, so remember a couple of days ago we talked about Jerry Brown. I live in California.
Yep.
And Jerry Brown has... I don't know. He's getting a workout with that pen of his. There's a lot of vetoes going on, a lot of new laws being put into place. Well, he vetoed this bill that would make it illegal for people to fly their drones into fires or over crime scenes because during the fires, what would happen is people would fly their drones in to take pictures, and the rescue crews and the firefighters couldn't get there by air to actually put the fire out, right?
The drones would burn up, and that'd be the end of that.
Well, that was part of the issue. So Jerry Brown said, no, I am vetoing this. I don't want to add another crime to the books. Okay, so he was applauded. We don't want to add more to the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he just signed a law that makes it illegal for paparazzi to fly drones over like parties and into people's backyards.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on.
There's inconsistency.
You create convenient laws that are somehow going to scratch your back, and it's just, it's too bad. I think any law that gets passed, we need to repeal too.
All right. So here's the outcome of all these laws. In the next month, the United States, through the federal prison system, will release 6,000 inmates on one day. The largest one-time release of federal prisoners anywhere. This has been discussed every day by lots and lots of people for the past 3 or 4 months since the president said, I want to do this. I, for one, think this is a good idea because most of these people they're going to let out are drug offenders who got harsh sentences over the past 30 years for just smoking some dope or taking, you know, if they were in for DWI, I say don't let them out. But if they're in for just being caught because they had marijuana in their possession or some other drug and they were doing no harm to anybody else, there's no reason in the world they should have gone to jail in the first place. So it's time to get them out and stop charging me for putting people in because socially you want to dictate how everybody lives their lives. How people live their lives, if they don't hurt anybody else, is none of your business. None your business. It isn't. So I applaud the fact these people will get out of jail.
6,000 is nothing.
6,000, well, it seems like a lot, but you're right.
The prison system
there's
and 700,000
people in prisons in our country.
6,000 is nothing.
It's craziness.
Not going to do anything.
All these people, well, they'll get 6,000 people out from being paid for.
Look what I did. I'm great. Yeah, I fixed everything.
That nonsense. You're right. You didn't fix anything. But it's good to get them out of jail because they don't belong there. There's another 60,000 of them around the country that are in jail that ought to be out as well.
And then they move on to the next thing that they think that we want to see.
Mm-hmm. So all right. We have decided in this Hour of the Good Day program to bring you lots of culture. So I have found a summary of the opera La Boheme.
I don't think you're allowed to go if you can't say it.
Really?
We'll work on it.
Right.
We'll work on the
La Boheme, I believe. Well, anyway, I'll find out how to pronounce it and I'll have it for you tomorrow. But I have a summary of Acts 1 through 4.
Oh, good.
So you'll know exactly what I'm going to be in for tonight.
Hear that?
What?
That's thousands of radios clicking all around the country.
I shouldn't
have
told them that I was going to do that.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, it's
46, 44 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish wood look tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
Go to LumberLiquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken, but I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health. But did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Speaking of operas, the opera that's playing out in South Carolina this week, the state's water woes far from over. Dam breaks are still a concern. The water is cresting and heading toward the ocean. The city of Columbia may be without running water for the rest of the week. Roadways damaged or closed. Can you imagine what a mess that state is? You live there, you know what I'm talking about. Sunny weather, that's nice, good.
It's good news. Yeah, help it's going to take a lot up. To dry it out.
Yeah. But in the next 3 or 4 days, woof.
You know what scares me more than anything there?
What's that, Richie?
What the soil and the ground is like underneath the roads.
Yeah.
And whether you have any surprises.
You wonder about there being any sinkholes and unsafe stuff like that.
Okay, so can I be the girl here? Yes, I was thinking about this because I was just in South Carolina, and there are tons of warning signs about alligators. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, they're probably alligators just swimming through the streets, right? Because they'd overflow. Okay, so
the lady said she had fish in her house. So sure.
Ooh. So today on social media, there is a really big image going around of fire ants. Apparently, fire ants are such survivors that they create a raft.
Really?
Basically, and they're these huge chunks of thousands and thousands of fire ants floating on top of the water. That's how they get to safe ground, I guess, is they just keep floating until they reach dry ground. Isn't it interesting how nature survives like that?
It really is. NHL season starting this week, Jennifer.
It starts today, baby.
Jennifer loves the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
Okay.
Explains the one tooth that's missing.
That's
Here's
right.
the summary of
my country music.
This is about four Bohemians, thus the term La Boheme, the Bohemians.
Right.
And one of them
I'm a Bohemian.
Falls in love with a young woman who came over to borrow some sugar. Actually, she wants to have her candle lit.
I bet she does.
And one of the protagonists is there to help her. And then when he tries to help her light her candle, his candle goes out. So she blew out his candle? She drops her key, and the two of them search for it in the dark. They touch each other's hand, and then they fall in love.
You know what? This sounds like a hot play. I think you should go.
Really? This is not from that play.
Forging Hot.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll play it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
They love it.
Yeah, the story of the four poor bohemians.
Did you fall in love touching someone's hand?
Yes.
Could you imagine if you're walking in the subway?
Oh, no, not that way.
Be in love with everybody.
Ooh. Really? You touch people? I don't want to touch anybody.
Well, you don't do it on purpose.
Ugh.
You know, you give them a little brush. Nah. Sometimes my girls touch people. Imagine
really?
If I fell in love
well,
every time
they
that
fall
happened.
In love, right.
Really? You go pass on that one, too. All right, that's 51 rude. Past the hour on the...
It used to be a day, Doug Stephan.
Yeah. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Joining us for Tech Talk time is Greg Stebbin, who is a tech reporter for a lot of different hats, but he writes the technology columns at Men's Health Magazine, keeps his fingers on the pulse there. In a moment, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with net neutrality in part in focus here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. We're not like other pharmacists.
After mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Musicians save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A 3-pack of DiGario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Get on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
All right, so
Greg Stebbins is here from Technology. No, he's not Technology Today. He's from Men's Health Magazine, does technology. The net neutrality discussion usually causes my ears to glaze over. This is something that is beyond my pay grade. I sort of understand it. But how, more importantly, because it seems to always be in the news, now the FCC's involved in the act. What will people have to know? How will they be affected by any net neutrality complaints? Time Warner, for example, or any of the big cable companies, they're going to be involved in this up to their Mickey, right?
You know, this is one of those. It's one of those issues where it's a legal issue. It involves a lot of lawyers, and technologists.
Right.
And I have to tell you, every time there's any little incremental change or new element thrown into it, I almost have to go back to the beginning and piece together the evolution of the issue to be able to have some context into
the issue of net neutrality. You mean?
Yes, yeah. Of net neutrality. Mm-hmm. I mean, the basic principle is that there are those who want to essentially have the ability to charge companies that use the most data, kind of a toll to use the most data.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think both sides have some legitimacy to the argument. The other side is, if some companies can pay for, in a sense, privileged use of the internet, it's going to make it hard for smaller companies and new companies ever to get in a foot in the market, so you have a sort of a monopoly creating effect. And it's one of those issues where we actually don't know what's going to happen no matter what the decision is made about net neutrality. So there are a lot of people who argue it's working, let's leave it the way it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's
enough
of that.
The status quo could always be improved for you, whoever you are, so there are those who say it's working for you, but it's not working that well for us. So there's an incredible amount of corporate self-interest here. There's an incredible amount of just philosophical debate. And then issues come up as this one has, and everyone rallies around their point of view, and we don't even know if anything's going to change. So it's exhausting, frankly.
Yeah, all right. It is, and my ears are still glazed over, by the way. I looked at the market reports yesterday. You'll be all interested to know if you have any stock in Apple. It's the world's most valuable brand, $170 billion in value. Google is number two at $120 billion. There are four other tech companies in the top 10 of the most valuable brands in the world: Microsoft, IBM, Samsung, and Amazon. I find it interesting that IBM is still there. Should I be curious about that, or is it just that strong? And it's always been, or certainly for as long as I can remember, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, one of the top 30. And they're holding on in the face of all this other, the newer companies, right?
Well, I mean, so for some of us, we hear the name IBM and we think typewriters.
Uh-huh.
Some people don't even know what a typewriter is. But then we think of the IBM PC. But IBM as a company has transformed itself since then.
Yeah.
And it is a powerhouse of a company as a consulting firm.
Really?
So
I think
if you look at the history, I mean, this isn't something I study, but I think you'll find that they had some lean, dark years and transformed themselves and came back. Just as Microsoft did yesterday with unveiling their new CloudBook.
You know, it's interesting. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. Windows 10.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.